They come from Georgia, Florida, Mexico. There's a lot of Mexicans coming. And they fight roosters for a whole week, day and night. Got them go busted on them there, but it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And all in that raggedy little building over there? Boy, yeah. That's something. Yeah. Now, I'm sure it's nicer. It used to be nicer than it was.
Yeah. But then, to put the right kind of building, it would draw too much public attention, you know. Society for cruelty to animals and all that.
Right.
Getting all that. You pass by there, you don't pay no attention to it.
Yeah. The assistant DA, Brinkman. Brinkman, yeah. Was telling me that the reason, the way they got out of that was, Bible said God gave man dominion over the mm-hmm. animals and the fowl of the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
They had a big court trial and all that. Oh, yeah.
Now, this town here is, you lived in this, you live, where do you live now?
I live here in Naples.
And this is the parish of
St. Henry.
Okay. State of?
Yeah. See, St. Henry parish was named. See, the Catholic religion is all, we believe in saints. St. Henry, St. Mark, St. Matthew, St. James, you know? That was great men that were kind-hearted and they recognize them as great leaders in the Catholic religion, you know?
Yep. Now, of course, you came up Catholic.
Oh, yeah. Predominantly Catholic. All along the Gulf Coast.
You made your first communion when?
Let's see, I was born in 1919. I guess in 1926. You Catholic?
Oh, no, man.
About the same thing.
Yeah.
Methodist and Catholic is very, very close.
My sister's married a Catholic. Yeah, and May the 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta get home for it.
Well, very little difference.
Yeah. Now, can you tell me a little about when you were coming up, well, your father, was he also a former officer?
Oh, yeah. That's my dad, isn't it? That old man, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's 86 years old, next Tuesday.
And he was born where? Born here?
No, oh, down the road, about 15 miles from here. I used to pick cotton. Dick Super did. Milk a car. I can milk a car with any man.
Your father spoke French most of when he was coming up?
Well, yeah, my daddy can't hardly talk English. Didn't bother signing me. He went to the third grade. He didn't complete the third grade. He went to the third grade.
And when you went to school, did you go regularly? In other words, did they have regular grades, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You see, we're just about at the turn of education, you know. You want your son to be going to school. See, I was born in 1919. That was right after World War I. World War I ended in 1918. So you can imagine that's pretty far back.
So you went through, when you started school, you started in the...
You know, I'd go to school, I had to walk a mile to meet a horse-drawn transfer. There was no motor. Horses would pull that old wagon. They'd call that a transfer, but it's nothing but a damn covered wagon. That's all it was. That's how I went to school. And I finished high school riding that same work in 1937 when I finished high school. We still had only horse-drawn transfer.
Yes.